Former President Bill Clinton is awaiting heart bypass surgery. That's been scheduled for early next week in New York City. On Friday, Mr. Clinton went into the New York Presbyterian Hospital Columbia, suffering from chest pain. We turn now to NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
And help us understand how serious the situation is, because the initial test done at Westchester Medical Center said that Mr. Clinton has multivessel coronary artery disease, but there's been no heart attack.
Well, at the same time, it's one of the most medically commonplace situations and one of the most ominous ones. 400,000 or 500,000 Americans every year undergo coronary artery bypass grafts, which doctors call cabbages. But, you know, the chest pain and the fatigue and the shortness of breath that Mr. Clinton experienced this Thursday signal his heart was starved for oxygen. And that's presumably due to a narrowing or partial obstruction in, we're told, three or four of his main coronary arteries, and that sets him up for a heart attack, which could be fatal the first time, but if he survived it, it would put him at a high risk for a second heart attack.
Mm. Now, the surgery is routine, but my gosh, it sure is invasive, isn't it?
The classic coronary bypass operation involves a long incision in the chest, and they have to cut through the breastbone. There are spreaders that sort of ratchet open the chest and expose the heart. They hook the heart up to a heart-lung machine. They stop it so they can operate on a non-beating heart. Surgeons take either veins or arteries from other places in the body where they can be dispensable, and they sew in these so-called bypass grafts, and then they restart the heart and look for leaks. They wire the rib cage back together and close the chest, and the whole procedure may take a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. When I first saw open-heart surgery, I came away pretty impressed, not only with the boldness and the skill of the surgeons, but even more with the resilience of the body, that you could brutalize it like that and see it bounce back.
If, as certainly is hoped, the surgery is successful, is Mr. Clinton still vulnerable to heart problems, or does this give him literally a new lease on life?
The latter, I think. You know, people survive it these days. Only maybe 1 in 100 people don't, and they tend to be older and sicker, and he's pretty healthy and pretty young. If he has a narrowing in certain places, like the left anterior descending coronary artery, that obstruction is called a widowmaker. That gives you some idea of how ominous that can be. And so if they bypass that, definitely he's automatically been reprieved.
We don't want to put you in the spot of giving a medical diagnosis, but a lot of people are interested in his ability to get out on the campaign trail in any good order. How long would his recovery period be, would you guess, before he might make an appearance, or does he pretty much have to stay housebound until November?
I think typically I'm told people after this operation go home 4 or 5 days after the surgery, and he'll be up and about pretty soon, at least around the house. You know, the operation does take its toll. As I said, it's a big operation. And one heart surgeon who has had the operation himself told me yesterday that he really felt recovered when he went through an entire day without even thinking about his heart, and that took around 2 or 3 months. But, you know, knowing Bill Clinton as we all do, I don't think we should be surprised to see him make some appearances on the campaign trail this fall.
NPR's Richard Knox, thanks very much.
You're welcome.